Alrighty guys, welcome to episode 3 of Expanding Your Horizons. And this time on the podcast, I have a very, very special guest. One of my closest friends, one of my realest friends, John Loria, a.k.a. John Ye, a.k.a. Casper. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, this is my boy. Welcome to the podcast, bro.
Hey man, thank you. Glad to be here, and you know, I think the 3 nicknames just really solidified that status that I have in your life.
yeah. But when did we? Oh yeah, it was Ren that made the John Ye thing.
Yeah, Ren. You know, he started calling me John Ye because of the heavy influence that I had just in my past. You know, especially in high school, definitely just listening to Kanye West. You know, different albums of his. You know, mainly his older music.
Yeah.
Like 808s and Heartbreak, you know, Graduation, College Dropout. I mean, all classics in my
just
opinion.
Just classics, yeah. Classics. Like, I feel like every album, like, he drops is just a classic.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, without sounding too much like a dick rider, for sure, you know, I am a huge Kanye fan, but I think that his albums, you know, College Dropout, I mean, it's hard to get past that one. I mean, just the history behind it, and
yeah,
just being a big music fan in general, you know, that's starting, you know, that's where I heard a lot of Kanye West at the start. 808s and Heartbreak, though, I mean, who wasn't bumping that at like 5 or 6, you know, our age, you know, Heartless and stuff like that. You didn't even understand the lyrics at the time. You just knew it was fire.
Yeah,
you know?
Still like
Stronger, I mean, you hear that in churches, for crying out loud. You know, it's iconic.
It's iconic, bro. And like his just like mind is, his mind is so different from anyone else's.
No, I mean,
like,
I think
like on like an artist standpoint, like he's just like, even like him not as an artist, just like as like an individual human, he's just like so like woke, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all have the ability to be unique individuals with unique perceptions, because you know, we're all different in our own ways, and I think Kanye West just does you know the best at just being himself. And that's what makes him so unique, is that when you're yourself, you're going to stand out amongst others, because there's only one you.
Exactly. And like, he's still like distinguishable, because like the shit that he says is like the realest shit.
And I mean,
like the realest.
Yeah. I mean, his status solidifies everything he's saying too. I mean, you know, it's not coming from somebody who has nothing or hasn't done anything. It's someone who has, you know, everything he's ever wanted, anything that, you know, what most people would glorify and, you know, that is sought after. He definitely has that as well, which adds on to the fact that, you know, this isn't just a nobody talking, this is somebody.
Yeah, like, do you feel like there's any other, like, rap artist or any artist, period, who has the influence like him?
Of recently, you know, rest in peace, of course, you know, to XXXTentacion. You know, he had a really good following, and, you know, he still has a great following. And he had a, you know, huge message of positivity. I think that was mainly what his message was about. You know, you couldn't just put it in one box, but positivity was a big thing he was highlighting on. Yeah. And you look now, I mean, even Kanye West and many other artists, you know, Ski Mask, The Slump God, you know, Smoke Perp, Lil Pump, you know, all the mainstream artists right now, you know, who are doing very big things, or, you know, that are still alive, they, you know, acknowledge that, you know, he had such a, you know, big impact, and he was, you know, it's just the beginning. And just to have, you know, such a big impact and just getting started, you know, not a lot of people can do that.
Yeah, like, even though, like, X had his, like, humongous, like, negative moments, he still, like, bounced back from it and, like, realized what he did and, like, the shit in his life that was going wrong, and he flipped it, or at least tried to. You know, like, even if, like, negative stuff was going on, he still tried to stay positive about it.
No, definitely. I mean, I think that's a very clear viewpoint of, like, you know, that's what makes us human, you know, our imperfections. I think that's when we're most human is when we're most imperfect.
Yeah, because, like, everybody makes mistakes. It's, like, part of life. And, like, you have a choice whether to let that mistake, like, consume you or to learn from that mistake.
Exactly, you know, definitely all about learning from your mistakes, and I think that's a lot of these bigger artists you're seeing right now, like top artists with top hits. These are artists who have constantly made mistakes, you know, and, you know, some are still making mistakes, but as you can see, they're moving forward and they're progressing and they're learning, you know, they're maturing, because a lot of these artists are young, you know, and especially when you're young, you make so many mistakes.
Yeah, like Drake, from Drake when he first started to Drake now, it's like, whoa. Like, he's so, like when he raps now, he's saying something. But when he rapped back then, it was like, he wasn't saying much, you know?
But he still had that unique factor, like we're talking about with, like, Kanye West and XXX, you know? He kind of, like, when he went with Sprite, you know, and everyone else was getting Coca-Cola sponsorships, I mean, it's still by the same company, but you see how it was kind of, you know, it's almost like you try to do the same thing, but make yourself a little bit different, you know? That's what people try to do, you know? They try to separate themselves, you know?
Yeah.
You're still gonna, you know, do the thing that's gonna make you popular, but also gives you a chance to be unique. And I think that's a perfect thing that he did there when he, you know, he was in those Sprite commercials with Forever. Remember when he'd start up, you know, the head coming out. I mean,
it went hard, bro.
Yeah, you couldn't forget that. It was such a great commercial. Yeah. I mean, I wanted the Sprite. I don't know about you.
No, and even like the Lil Yachty, even like the Lil Yachty and like LeBron James commercial.
Oh, LeBron James. I mean, no, Sprite's doing great with their commercials. I never forget a Sprite commercial.
I know. Like, I, like, looked up that song that Lil Yachty sang, because I didn't know it. I hated him, period. I hated all mumble rappers before. Like, I consider him, like, a mumble rapper.
I didn't hate on Lil Yachty because he was a mumble rapper. I just, like, I couldn't vibe with him that well at first. I was like, you know, his music's, you know, it's nothing special. And then I kind of started seeing his own, you know, like, unique differences. You know, I think he's a great artist who likes that fun. I mean, I think... he's doing a lot right now. And
yeah, like, he's really positive. Like, he's always been positive. It's crazy how positive he is. But yeah. let's go to fake people, bro. Especially around here. I feel like, well, I mean, they're everywhere. But, like, I don't know. As I've gotten older, I've realized how, like how many people actually are close, you know, and actually will make, like, sacrifices for you and not just themselves. You know what I'm saying?
No, definitely. I mean, I think anybody who went to high school with me, Robertsdale High School, they saw me sophomore year. In junior year, there was this huge impact where I started just kind of being very distant, like, from everybody. Everyone thought I was, like, they thought it was the funniest thing when I started calling people snakes and stuff like that.
Yeah, man.
And, like, everybody started saying that word as well. Like, no one was calling each other that until I started, like, just really, like, putting that word out there because I was, like, I was really just, like, it was a clear point of, like, when I saw people, I could see all these imperfections and all these lies in the seat that you were talking about, and I was like, whoa, it's almost like my perception did, like, a full 180, I just didn't understand it. I was like, whoa, none of this makes sense right now, but I just know that it's scary, you know, it's scary when you look around, you realize that these people who you thought were so friendly, and, you know, they had smiles on their face, you're like, wow, you know, these people are here to help me, and they're here to help themselves, you know, like, but, like, you know, we're all here to, you know, just, we're all in school, you know, we're all just trying to get by, yeah, we're all working together just to try to get through the struggle. No, that's not the case, you know, we're working all in our own different ways and paths, you know. It was a little bit optimistic of me, admittingly, that's why it was such a big shift, you know, when people saw me, because I was very optimistic, it's very naive, but.
Yeah, like I didn't really mess with anyone in high school, like, for real. Like, I didn't, like, go over to anyone's houses. Like, I didn't get involved with anyone until after, like, high school. Because after high school, you realize, like, who's actually there. Because, like, you don't see each other every day, so it's not those fake interactions. It's, like, people reaching out to you. So, like, once you graduate.
Definitely. I mean, I think that's the thing I've been wanting to talk about just personally, like, on my Snapchat. A lot of these people are posting up, hey, wow, all these people who said they were going to stick around, they're no longer around. And I said, well, of course. I mean, you know, I couldn't relate personally. I mean, you said that you didn't really talk to a lot of people. And I was the same way, except I did talk to the people that I have in my life currently still around. These were real, genuine people. I look at the people I surrounded myself in high school were like role models to me, you know. They had characteristics. They had positive qualities that could... resemble character that, you know, you just want to see upon yourself and upon others, you know. It was just great people. I mean, that's why you're still around, because you're just a, you know, upstanding person, you know. I'm not trying to ride your dick on your podcast, but, you know, you're definitely a great guy.
Thanks. But, yeah, like, I think because I've had so many fake people in my life, it's just, like, I can't be, like, a hypocrite and be fake myself. So, if I don't hit you up, like, we ain't cool. I mean, like, we're cool, but it's not, like... I'm not going to do anything for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to put that false image out there. But, like, if I fuck with you, like, you know it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some people just think that, like, because they start showing you love and, like, you know, being like, hey, man, that, you know, you're really blowing up on Insta, or you're really doing good right now, or you're making that money, like, you know, you're doing something positive in your life, and they just think that means they can show up to your doorstep and act like, you know, it's like they're a FedEx guy or something. You're like, can you please sign this package? Like, you know, what are you doing here? I mean, don't get me wrong, I appreciate the love, but don't show up on my doorstep. Like, that's a little bit extra.
Yeah, just, like, instead of being in my life in the negative moments, you're in my life when I'm doing great, you know.
Like, yeah, how about you stick around and, you know, you continue showing love like you have been doing, and I'll acknowledge that. You know, I definitely won't look at you in a negative light. I don't think you need to, you don't need to prove something to me. I don't know if that's what they try to do when they show up, you know, all of a sudden trying to hang out and stuff. You know, people are like, they're showing love. Hey, man, you know, doing really great, man. I'm happy for you. Yo, we should hang out soon. It's like, don't say all that, you know. Just say, hey, man, you're doing great, and, you know, I'm really proud of you. You know, why try to force a connection? Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, there's so many people that do that, and they're like, hey, bro, we should hang out soon. And then, like, I'm like, all right, just let me know when. And then, like, they never hit me up again. And, like, I don't hit them up because I'm like, well, okay.
So many people try to ride the wave, I feel like. I know when I'm doing great and I have a lot of great things going on, you know, which is a, you know, whole nother subject. People definitely want to surround themselves with you. I mean, who doesn't want to be around the guy who feels like $1 million, you know? Like, who doesn't want to be around $1 million, you know? It's like, you just put it as simple as that.
I feel like your value is like the value that you put upon yourself. Like, that's what should matter, is the value that you put upon yourself.
Self-worth.
Yeah, like, self-worth. Like, there's not enough of that. Like, everybody, like, relies on everyone else for happiness.
Yeah, like, you know, everyone else's opinions, you know. Yeah, definitely.
It's crazy. But, yeah, there's a lot of fake people. There are.
I mean, definitely, that's a statement in itself. I mean, false livelihoods and false perceptions that, you know, everyone's out here to help you and stuff like that.
Especially in, like celebrities now. Like, our biggest heroes are, like, the biggest disappointments now. Like, people like Kevin Spacey, who, like, I loved Kevin Spacey. Like, that was, like, my favorite actor. And then he's gonna go do that, you know, like, messing with kids and shit. That's weird.
Yeah, weird, yeah. I mean, I think you'd mess with little boys as well.
Yeah,
you know, which,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I loved House of Cards. You know, it's a shame. You know, I was gonna watch season 6. They canceled that show. But I don't know. Would I have still watched season 6? That's a question you gotta ask yourself at night. But, you know, I probably would have.
I would still watch season 6.
I would still watch season 6.
I would not endorse Kevin Spacey, but, like, his wife could have took on a role. Like, you know, throughout the show. Cause, like, his wife was a really strong, like, individual towards, like, the end.
Yeah, I mean, his wife, you know, I felt like she was too much of trying to be that forced presence, but I felt like she definitely was a good actor. I loved her part. Like, I think she deserved to be in the show. Well. Like, she definitely earned her part to be in there, but, you know, trying to take the lead, you know, maybe, I don't know, you know, it's Kevin Spacey after all, you know.
Yeah,
you can acknowledge the guy's, you know, you can acknowledge disappointments and his, you know, decisions while also acknowledging, like, you know, his past and everything, you know, like, his accomplishments.
Yeah. Obviously. So, like, your, like, past life, has there been any, like, big events in your life that have, like, impacted you, like, today?
Oh, plenty, I mean. let's think of a couple. I mean, personally, when I go back and I say, this is what has helped form the type of person I want to be today, I think that when I was growing up a lot, I was by myself.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time just thinking, you know, sitting by myself. I was playing video games. I had friends, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I was, like, social, but I was very introverted. People don't know, you know, I try to tell people like that who are very shy, you know, and I'm like, hey, I used to be just like you, you know. I was, I'd stutter when I talk, I'd mumble, not confident at all when I spoke.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that, though.
And I was doing everything just to try to, like, fit in, and I saw no one wanted to be my friend. Yeah. And I was like, and then I kind of, you know, I took a very, you know, one day I took a very, you know, long, hard look in the mirror, and I said, yeah, I wouldn't want to be my friend either, you know. Sometimes you gotta, you know, they say, you know, people are like, I don't like you, and I said, you know what, that makes two of us, you know. I don't really like myself right now. I don't think the person I'm being is a good person, and I don't think the decisions that, you know, that I make should reflect who I am as a person. If, you know, like, and that, you know, I thought that at the time, which is very ignorant. You know, obviously decisions that I make, you know, should reflect who I am as a person in that regard. I was very mean. I'd make fun of people. Very aggressive, you know, very self-angered, which, you know, has a lot to do with my past and everything like that, and that, you know, childhood and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I was, I was kind of like that too, really, because I was like I would socialize at school, but then, like, in, like, my personal life and, like, in my mind, I was alone, you know, like, I shut out everyone, and, like, I would, like, make fun of people and, like, do that stuff, and, like, I was kind of low, but, like, you look at yourself and you're like, I'm not happy with myself, so how can other people be happy with me? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I mean, I think that just, you know, getting to, I guess, the fine point is that when I saw that, you know, I had to question, really deep inside myself the person who I wanted to be at that time.
Yeah.
You know, I already tried, you know, this is for many years, you know, 12 or more, you know, longer years, I was someone who I wasn't, you know, someone I didn't want to be. And so I started to take control of my life, and I started, you know, I said, all right, this is type of things that I would like for someone to be.
Yeah.
You know, character. You know, I always heard that every morning at Gold Shores Elementary School, you know, you get character awards. And they'd call out a student who had good character. And, you know, did the student have good character all the time? Maybe not. But they would also define what character meant, you know. And, you know, character to me, you know, has a lot of things to do, you know, like honesty, you know, integrity, you know, respect, and, you know, consideration.
Like, and that's stuff that you got to build on your own time, like, through yourself, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't enough for me to be like, this is who I want to be because people will like me. It was me saying, this is who I want to be because I know that that's the person I can be.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And, like, that's, like, the biggest thing in life is, like, taking control of your life and realizing, like, what you want in life. Because most people don't even know what they want. Like, in, like, a relationship, at their job, careers, they don't know what they want. Like, they don't know what type of future they want. Like, do I want to be rich? Do I want to be poor? Like, they don't even care. Or take the time to sit down and actually think about what they want in life so they can work towards it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I think that, everyone's like, I want, but they don't ask themselves, how are they going to get there?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Like, they don't.
How are you going to get what you want, you know? Just talking about it isn't enough to make it a reality. I think talk has to have action, you know? I think nowadays talk is way too cheap. That's why the majority of people who are speaking negativity and are talking all the time, you know, they're broke. And not broke in terms of wealth necessarily all the time. Broken character, broken respect, integrity, you know, honesty. They're broken a lot of things. You know, broke doesn't necessarily equate to monetary value.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, like, when I actually sat down, and this was, like, a month or two ago. Like, I sat down with myself and I realized, like, what I wanted and the future I wanted. And now I know how much work is required to reach that. And I'm, like, prepared for it mentally. And, I mean, like, physically, you know. I don't know about that shit. My body's pretty fucking wearing down, dude. All this work and stress.
Work and stress, I mean, there's two things you're going to have to deal with, you know. For sure. I mean, I know personally, I can relate. I just got done working 12 hours again today. Been working a lot recently just at my job, you know. I work.
Yeah, like, how many hours did you get last week?
I believe around 84.
84 hours.
Yeah, 84 hours. Yeah. In a single week.
Nah, I think I'll stick to my 40 hours.
No, I mean, and people think, you know, people are like, hey, wow, this looks like something fun. This looks like something cool, something I want to do. But, you know, that's what, you know, it's not fun, you know, it's not easy, you know, it's, you know, it takes a lot of time, you know, it takes a lot of, you know, stress, it takes a lot of hard work, you know.
Yeah.
If everyone could do it, then it wouldn't be something unique, you know. Sometimes you gotta separate yourself and put yourself in your own lane. 40 hours was what I used to do. I did 40 hours last month. Now I went from 40 to 45 to 50 to 55 to 60 and 60 to 80. I did 80 last week, I'm doing 80 again this week, you know? And sometimes, you know, I'm trying to find a way to go 100, you know what I'm saying? Because 80 was me saying, oh, you guys, you know, you guys want to see me actually work? You know, I'll show you. Yeah. You know, and you guys is obviously, it's not even anyone in particular. It's me talking to myself, you know, it's like, it's talking to, you know, those voices in your head that are kind of like trying to doubt you, you know,
Yeah. You
know, that part of yourself that says you can't do it. You know, you show them I can do it. And I'm going to show you through action, not through words, you know.
Exactly.
And that's why I'm so confident to know
Self-doubt can destroy a person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to be 100% confident in yourself. 100%. Yeah. Not like, 99.
Like, even if you do 100%. Seem cocky to other people, like, who cares? I don't care anymore.
So many people have called me cocky. Girls, especially. How I present myself is very, I speak very clearly and very concise. And I'm very blunt at times. You know, I tell them exactly how it is. I tell them, hey,
But that's because you're real. It's because you're real.
And realness, you know, who speaks the lingo, you know, like nowadays, you know, like you said, there's a lot of fake people in the world, like who actually is going to, you know, understand what I'm saying when I start speaking real stuff, you know, what they might think, you know, what I might think is real, they might see as hate.
Yeah.
Like when I say I'm working 80 hours a week, you're only working 40. Maybe that's why you're not making as much money as me. They would say, oh, you think you're better than me. You are hating on me. I'd say, no, I think that it's important to point out why you're choosing to be average and choose to not be set yourself at the same standard that you desire to be at. Why would you acknowledge my 80 hours and acknowledge, you know, the amount of money that I'm making, but not, you know, why would you take time unless, you know, you cared? Because part of you wants to do that as well, but you tell yourself you can't because, well, that's a double every single day. When am I going to get an off day? That's a double every single day. I don't think I could do that. I need more sleep. And I, you know, and then I have to explain to him, well, I didn't need an off day. I got plenty of sleep. It, you know, I didn't always feel that well rested, but you know what got me through it? Motivation, you know, self-confidence, like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
It was believing in yourself. And if you can't believe in yourself enough to get through that 80-hour week, then maybe it's not the hours that matter. It's maybe it's something within yourself you got to look at and work on.
Yeah, I was watching this YouTube. Well, it's not like a YouTube like preacher, but he's like a preacher and he posts his services on YouTube. And he was saying something about like God will give us these opportunities, but self-doubt and ourselves, not the devil, ourselves will push these opportunities away and be like, oh, I can't do that, I shouldn't do that. But God wants us to do them. He's putting them in our face to help us grow, and some people just say no, like I can't do it, or I won't do it.
They said, all my friends can't do it, you know, all these, you know, nearly everybody know, you know, like nobody can do it, like I've seen no one do it, like, and that's how I was with the 80 hours. I don't know anybody who's working 80 hours a week right now. That doesn't mean I get to give myself an excuse to work 70 hours, but like, well, no one's still working 70. That doesn't matter to me. It's not about setting a standard by others. It's about setting a standard for yourself.
Yeah. Like people just need to stop caring what other people think. Because then if you're too busy thinking about what other people think about you, you don't take time to.
You're too distracted.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, well, how do I feel about myself, actually? And I feel like that's why people, you know, get depressed and things like that. Because they're too busy focusing on other things and distractions from themselves. And that's like what happened to me, is like a big event happened in my life, so I was so focused on that traumatic event or that, you know, big event in my life, and I just thought about that constantly instead of actually thinking about like myself.
One thing I'll tell you, you know, I'm gonna eat on your podcast, I'm a fucking savage and eat some cheese sticks from Sonic. Okay. Shout out to Sonic cheese sticks, you know.
This is not sponsored
by Sonic. But one thing I do want to mention is that when I'm working 80 hours a week, do you think I have time? You know, when I don't necessarily have enough sleep, or when I'm kind of a little bit worn out, my feet are hurting, do you think I have time to consider what other people might be thinking about me? I don't. And that's perfect. Do you think I have time to go spend this money I'm making? I don't. I get to save it up and use it towards these plans and goals that I have for my future.
Exactly. It's about building up the foundation for your future at an early stage. Instead of building it at like 25, you're trying to build it now. So when you're in your 50s, you can just, or like even 40s, you can just, you know, just kick back your feet and relax and make money and be successful or happy, whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, forget being rich when you're old, you know, your time is now. I mean, so many people choose to try to put stuff by, and that's why everything comes later for them.
Excuses.
They say, tomorrow, the next day, I'll work 80 hours next week. You know how many times I probably would have told myself that in the past? You know, I think the only person I can think of is God, you know, where I was a year ago and where I'm at now. It's really a miracle. I mean,
yeah.
Ask people, you know, where I was a year ago, nowhere close to where I am now.
Yeah. And that's like, see, like, you weren't comfortable with yourself. And that's the biggest thing, is like, making yourself uncomfortable is like the way to grow. Because, like, you have to change in, you know.
Humans don't like change. We naturally don't like change.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know, like, that's like life. Like, life changes, like, so rapidly, but yet humans will stay behind and dwell on the past and old ways and stuff.
No, absolutely.
Freaking with the mozzarella stick, just, you know, mound down. But, yeah. Yeah.
No, talking that real shit, it gets you hungry.
No, it does. It gets you hungry for success.
I worked 12 hours today. I didn't eat at all during my break. And so, during my break, I was actually talking to Steven about, he was asking me to make sure I was still coming over about the podcast, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting my time back now to eat my mozzarella sticks, Steven.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well deserved. All right, let's move on to the next subject, I guess.
Yeah, so, what's, like, your future goals? Like, what's, like, the end goal for all this work that you're putting in right now?
Well, I guess let's start with, we can start, you know, I'll break it down really simple and easily for everyone. Right now, I'm working at Lambert's Cafe. It's a famous tourist attraction in Foley, Alabama, where the attraction about it is, not only do you get a lot of free pass rounds, but it is also called Lambert's Cafe, the home of thrown rolls. So, you have people who throw you rolls while you're waiting to get your meal. That's something I do. I throw rolls to people who are waiting to get their meal. You know, it's a very simple job. You know, you throw rolls. There is a lot of, you know, stress and anxiety because it is a huge tourist attraction. You have a lot of reputation and a lot of stuff to maintain, a lot of public persona and everything. And so I'm working 80 plus hours a week, and the question is why, and the answer to that is that to save money up before I go to basic training. I joined the Air Force National Guard. I remember the exact date because, you know, it's hard to forget when you make such a big commitment in your life. March 28th. That is, I believe, 22 days past my birthday, March 10th.
Hmm.
And I basically joined the Air Force National Guard to help pay for my college. So as you see, a lot of this kind of links together. I'm working to save up money for, you know, any, because the Air Force National Guard is going to pay for my college, but I'm going to be living on campus, and it may not pay for my dorm costs and everything like that. So I'm saving up money for that, and I'm saving up money just to have, because a lot of my future involves a lot of investing, saving up and investing. So going off to basic training somewhere in these, you know, next couple months, I'm going to get the exact date, August 4th and 5th for my drill. I'm coming up this month. So, I'm going to go to drill, get these dates established, and with all this money I'm saving up, I'm going to start building and building, and once I leave Lambert's Cafe and go to basic training, people always question, oh, are you sure you're going to pass basic, you know, and I'm very confident with basic training, that's not a question, I think I'll get through basic training just fine, and once I finish basic training, I will, you know, come home for a couple, maybe a week, you know, maybe two. I don't like wasting a lot of time, so maybe a week. Talk to my friends, you know, catch up with them, see how everyone's doing, catch up with my family for sure. And I'm going to then move myself to my college of choice, University of Montevallo. It's a fine arts college. And that's close to the base in Montgomery for the Air Force National Guard. You see how that kind of links together. I have a lot of this planned out. It links and it makes sense. And I'm going to start my fall semester there. So I'm going to be starting my fall semester around roughly 2020, which is kind of late, but it's a sacrifice of time. You know, the amount of money that I would save and not spend on college is basically going to equate, you know, I'm about to sneeze, so that's why I keep on pausing. About to sneeze.
Bless you.
I'm blessing this, you know.
Another one, dab on. Well, like, patience is a big thing when it comes to building your future.
Yeah, I mean, I have a 2-year plan, I have a 4-year plan, I have a 6-year plan, an 8-year plan, a 10-year plan. So I'm saving up all this money, going to basic training. After basic, I'm coming home for a week, gathering my stuff, moving, starting my fall semester at University of Montevallo. You may be asking, well, what are you going to be doing while you're starting your fall semester at University of Montevallo? That's in the fall. Once you come back from basic, it might not be time to go to school yet. Well, I thought about that as well. I'm going to need a place to live at after I stay my first year, because my first year is required at the University of Montevallo. You have to stay on campus. After that, I need a place to stay at. Getting an apartment, you know, getting everything settled and making sure you have the right apartment that's going to be right for you, it takes time. You don't want to rush into decisions, and you don't want to rush into yearly commitments very, you know, shorthandedly. You don't want to just sit there and be like, oh, I'm going to University of Montevallo this fall, and next year I'm gonna need a place to stay. I'll start right after, while I'm trying to do school and trying to pursue my, you know, trying to get my undergraduate degree and everything. No, you don't want to do all that at the same time. While you have the free time, tackle all the minuscule stuff.
Get prepared.
A lot of people, they try to tackle everything at the same time. No, when I get this place established and get the prices and everything else, you know what I need to have in order, you know, maybe build some credit. You know, a lot of the stuff people don't think about. They don't think about, they wait until they get to that point and then something stops them. They wait until they hit the roadblock, you know, the iceberg and the Titanic. Yeah. Titanic was big and powerful, but the iceberg was right there. If you're the Titanic and you have all these amazing qualities about yourself, don't let an iceberg stop you. Stop the iceberg before you hit it. And that's what I'm doing. And so before I go to my fall semester, I'm getting everything established a year later. You may think, wow, that's a year later and you're already thinking ahead like that? That's what you have to do to move forward. And so I'm then going to start my fall semester of University of Montevallo. I'll be living on campus. And I'll be talking to some friends I met at the, I think it was a Saturday night event that they had, where basically they had like a playoff. It was like, it's where that plays and, you know, all this cool stuff to kind of represent the school spirit of the, you know, University of Montevallo. It's a fine arts college, so it doesn't have a football as a team. It's mainly focused on its fine arts. I'm going to be majoring in mass communications, and my undergraduate's degree is going to be somewhere between marketing or business. You know, whatever one that they, you know, I'm still working out, you know, which one I want more. And either way, you know, it's fine which one I choose. It doesn't, you know, necessarily make a huge impact on the bigger plan that I have.
Well, I feel like with the marketing degree, you could still do business. Because, like...
Yeah, it kind of plays... That's what I'm kind of saying. It kind of plays into each other. I'm trying to see if they fuse it or not.
Yeah.
And I was getting a lot of mixed answers when I asked the administration. And so... Basically, get my undergraduate degree in, you know, the marketing business class, which will give you a very, it's very broad, but it's very helpful. You know, it's a, gives you a lot of value with a lot of options and opportunities. Because you have a lot of opportunities doesn't mean you can't pick a wrong opportunity, but knowing my mentality and mindset, I'm all about picking the right opportunities when I see them. Yeah. And so that's why that degree would help me and be most beneficial in that way. My major is mass communications. They have a great fine arts program in mass communications. They just got all new state-of-the-art equipment, the same equipment that ESPN and Disney uses. is the same equipment I'll have. It's all about how much work you put in is how much you get out, which I think is a perfect representation of what I'm doing right now. I'm putting so much work into my this job at Lambert's Cafe. I'm putting so many hours, and what I'm getting out is a lot of money in return. I'm getting in a lot of return back. You know, I was putting all my time and money into all these fake people and all these girls and stuff like that. All my time, money, energy. I wasn't getting nothing back. I started putting time, energy, and the money. Guess what? I'm getting something back. I'm getting some results. Exactly. I'm getting some progress.
Exactly.
And so for 4 years, I'm going to be interning while at the University of Montevallo into radio and into sports commentating. They have a shadowing program that if you join a fraternity, you can sports commentate or shadow sports commentators for the basketball games. Hmm. And when you become a upper graduate, then obviously, you know, or upperclassman anyway is what I meant to say, you'll be able to actually sports commentate yourself. And radio is something that you naturally can do. You can build your own show as part of the program that they have. And so that's what I'll do. And the employability rates, I know as early as 2 years ago, someone got hired at a local as a local news anchor at a local news station in Montgomery. Montgomery has a great career opportunities for those who are looking for radio and news anchor opportunities. And so employability rates are high for the local area that I'm going to be at. And that's important because I'm choosing a local job at the start. So when I get straight out of college, I want to be, more than likely, I'll be pursuing a job as a news anchor for 4 years. As that four-year job, I'm going to then save money and, you know, continue saving. It's, a lot of it involves just saving a lot of money. I'll be learning a lot and I'll be gaining connections. Not big connections, don't get me wrong. I don't think I'll be meeting anyone who's going to have a huge impact, but you never know. You know, a lot of this is you don't know. You have to be optimistic and you have to be opportunistic. Those are two things, two O's you need to have in your life.
Yeah, like that's one thing that I've learned, especially from my older sister. She everyone that she meets, she makes sure to actually meet them and like make sure that those people remember her, like her face and like her name. So if you have the right connections, those connections can take you places. And it's not using them, it's, you know, using that interaction between you guys to form a bond and then, you know, grow further with it, you know, with big people and people who can make an impact on your life.
Yeah, it's all about the grand scheme of things, and it's all very strategically thought out, you know, but also, you know, it's about being yourself. You're trying to sell yourself to most of these people in that position of career field. And with that, you know, getting that local news job and saving money, I then want to take a six-year time span out of state, get a, you know, I hopefully, you know, I have, you know, success and get a job opportunity out of state and move myself, you know. A state of choice would probably be Oregon. I love Oregon. I've always been one, you know, wanted to go to Oregon.
It's so nice.
And that's just the choice. I'll take whatever they give me, of course. I'm very, I can do a lot with nothing. I'm very familiar with that. I know what it's like to have nothing and trying to do a lot with it, trying to work with a lot. That's what I'm doing right now. I don't have a whole lot, but I'm working with it.
Yes, and, sir. Like, wait, so if you don't have a lot right now and you're still working with it when you have a lot, just imagine if you have a lot and you know how to do a lot with so little.
Just, you know, obviously be careful what you wish for. I mean, some people, they have nothing and they get everything, and they think that because they have everything, that means they can do anything and there's no consequences. And that's something I'm trying to keep the same mentality I have when where I'm at right now for when any developments I do see, you know, foresee a large amount of success with this plan. That 6 year plan out of state, will I'm still going to be saving and saving and saving. And finally, what brings to the point of why I'm saving all this money, you know, why am I, you know, sitting here saving all this money? One, it's good to save money, so, you know, you should do that anyway. Yeah. But two, I'm going to invest in some very underrated writers, the type of writers that do a lot of work but don't get the same notoriety. They don't get their name on the big package, you know. They're not, but they have a lot of talent and they're just not being acknowledged. So most likely, they're going to need money more than these top artists who won't sell themselves just to anybody. I'm going to take, you know, a large amount of money. I'd assume, you know, amounts vary, you know, it could be $30,000 anywhere from there, you know, I've had in mind. and invest in these underrated writers to start helping me write a show that I've had in mind. It's a animated comedy on Comedy Central.
That would be great. That would be awesome.
And it talks about the irony of real life, you know, and how, you know, how we get through it, you know, how the, you know, sadness and tragedies and how we use comedy to help cope with all these pains and struggles that we go with. And everyone's like, and everyone, you know, I think people really like the show, you know, it's, that's such a very, you know, broad, you know, definition of the show. It's so much more than that, but I won't, you know, that's a whole nother topic in itself.
Yeah.
And I think if we can make the show come in life, that'd be great. And I think with the notoriety, if we can build off the show, I'd like to take, you know, money still saving up while the show is going on, building this money up, and then also taking out a personal loan and using these connections that I built through these out-of-state jobs and in-state jobs that I had to helping start my own talk show host. All these cameramen I was working with, you think I'm going to forget them? They're going to want better opportunities. They're going to want something real. When you can show them something real and show you have structure, they're going to pitch in. Because it's not only your dream at that point.
But that's any human with anything.
Yeah, but it's everybody's dream at that point. Yeah. It's not using just one person's hope and positivity. It's using everyone's hope and, like, impact and power. Like, it's just seeing the group in numbers, you know. You can't do this by yourself, you have to realize sometimes. And that's a big thing. It's all about, you know, getting, you know, using, not just allowing myself to grow bigger and to move forward in life. It's allowing all these other people who I've met throughout that point in my life to also grow bigger with me and give them this opportunity. Not every dog, you know, not every, you know, is, you know, not every wolf is going to be the alpha in the, you know, the pack. Yeah. And I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a follower. I think sometimes when you know you have the plans, when you have the vision, and you're the, like, when you have this leadership qualities that you know you can help people and you can help shape them in just this way, I think people will definitely want to be like, they will follow. Like, they'll be like, hey, this guy really knows what he's doing, and I don't know what I'm doing right now, and I'm really scared because being a cameraman for Fox 10 locally, who knows where that's going to go? You know, it's probably, I'm going to be in the same place I was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
This gives them new opportunities, something bigger. You know, I'm talking about the next Jimmy Kimmel, you know, the next Jimmy Fallon, you know, next, you know, David Letterman. That's what I'm talking about. But instead of politicizing things and talking about negative events and trying to, they try to put comedy in ironic situations of real life, which is what the animated show is about. Me, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to promote positivity and use comedy to also, you know, it's, you know, the gift of laughter, you know, and using it in the most positive way on my platform and showing people that, you know, we don't always have to laugh because to distract us from something that bad's going on. Maybe we're laughing because we're happy with the positive things that are going on in life.
Yeah.
And that's, like, that's the big, you know, that's the big vision right there, guys.
Yeah, like, they shine too much light on the negative things instead of shining light on the positive things, which I think makes an impact on, like, the society as a whole. And, like, society so much has changed recently into, like, this big negative, just, like, I don't know. It's just a big negative society. Like, everyone's hating on everyone. Everybody's depressed, not happy with themselves, you know, not working towards anything. And it's just a big, I don't know. It's like society's just going downhill, for real.
Society definitely is something that, you know, we need to take a look at and definitely carefully, you know, evaluate and be like, how can we change this? How can we make this better? But I think it's important, you know, how I'm talking right now, people are like, this guy's 18 years old. Who the fuck talks like this? Who's an 18-year-old? And one thing I want to, you know, point out is that I'm also 18, but you know what other 18-year-olds at my age are doing while I'm doing this? We have drug addicts. We have alcoholics. We have girls getting pregnant and guys who are getting these girls pregnant with unreliable income. I'd like to mention that's a big thing. With unreliable income, with no way or no means. And some of these guys aren't a part of these women's lives. Some of these women are no longer a part of these guys' lives. And they're getting married at a young age. They're making a lot of decisions that are going to set them back. They're going to slow them down. When I talk about this stuff, I'm setting myself at a pace.
Yeah.
The difference is from the youth, like my peers. I'm not a drug addict. I'm not an alcoholic. And I think that's the clear difference between a lot of these people who I talk about. I don't, you know, I don't have any girls pregnant. I'm not asking what the move is tonight on Snapchat. You know what I'm, you know what I'm doing if I have to ask what the move is tonight on Snapchat? I'm working. I'm making money. You know?
Exactly.
And I'm not having off days when I'm broke. What are you going to do when you're off on your, you know, when you're broke on your off day? Go to the food court at the mall? No, you can't afford that. You're going to the food stamps office at the mall.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
It's like, I think it's important to say that if I sound naive, if I sound cocky, if I sound like I'm being unrealistic, maybe question what your standards of realistic is. And maybe that if you're trying to limit me, in what ways are you trying to limit yourself and others in your life?
Yeah, like people, I feel like when people have a really strong vision and a really like positive vision, people always make it seem like it's like unrealistic and impossible to achieve. But if you're always telling yourself it's impossible, I mean, it's never going to be possible in the first place, like never. So like these like people will always try to drag you down when you're like at your highest. So.
No, definitely. Kids like me, I'm already different already. I wasn't made fun of in high school. I put myself out there. I stood up for myself, and I differenced myself, and I made myself, in my opinion, I was known for all the right reasons in my community in high school. How I put myself out there and why I knew people wasn't for bad reasons. And I think it's important to realize that, like, just truthfully speaking, like going back to your saying, just say what you said again, I guess, about like we were talking about.
Yeah, like
damn, Steven, lay off the.
Bro, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Work 12 hours, 1 o'clock. Sorry.
Screw it. But no, like people always try to bring you down when you're at your highest. You know, it's crazy. Like. Instead of trying to help you grow, which will benefit them in the future, they're trying to put you down. So.
Yeah, I don't remember what I was saying now. People make fun of people like me. They put them down. They say, stop being creative. Stop believing in yourself. Stop saying what you're going to do and doing it. Why? Why should we stop doing that? When we have the vision, when we have the creativity, why should we succumb to standards of people who are afraid to be anything but average?
Exactly. And like life is so short, and it's so like there's so many bad moments in life. Like, why would you just want to be average? You know, like being average is just so basic. It's so boring.
You could be anything in life. Why be a hater?
Why be hateful, period? Like, life is too short to be hateful. You always should send a positive message and try, you know, to spread as much positive vibes as possible.
No, I mean, the vibes are definitely a big thing.
Freaking vibes, bro. Freaking, yeah. But, yeah. It's always about staying positive. Staying aware of, like, the people around you, your surroundings, your situation in life. That's always going to benefit you. So make sure you know where you are in life, and you know the roles that other people play in your life.
No, that's important. I mean, I won't go too much in deep, you know, I try to keep this podcast under an hour for the viewers. I know how it's like to listen to Steven's podcast, and I love listening to him, but we only all have so much time on our hands.
Exactly.
But a recent event in my life, you know, no one knows this, you know, but my close friends and, you know, those around me, you know, I moved out of my parents' house, you know. It wasn't for, you know, anything dramatic, anything big. They didn't force me to leave. When people aren't happy with their environment and their surroundings, they choose to continue to be bitter and unhappy and do nothing to change about it. I said, I'm not going to do that. That's not the person I'm going to be. I'm going to stand up for myself, stand up to my dreams and what I believe in. They just were distracting me. Yeah. My own family, my mom and my stepdad and my sister, were distractions. And I love them to death. But I had to separate myself and say, hey, let me work these 80 hours every week. Let me just wake up, sleep, eat, repeat, work. Don't listen to what they're talking about. They're not talking about the bigger picture. They're talking about minor things like stuff, you know, around the house that just doesn't, you know, it doesn't make a big impact in the long run. Now that I'm gone, I don't hear none of this, you know, minuscule talk because it never applied to my life. It has no relevance now. And so if I can separate myself from my own family for what is coming up, tomorrow it'll be a month. I do not live with my family. I moved out. Don't allow your environment to define your situation and who you're trying to be. If you're not happy where you are in your life, if you're not happy with the people you're surrounding yourself with, even if they might even be your own family, sometimes you gotta do what you believe is right within your heart and within yourself, you know? If it's your friends that you've known for years and all of a sudden they're just not the same people you thought you knew and they're bringing you down, if it's your family and they're bringing you down, telling you you can't do it, you shouldn't go to college, you need to just stay and work, don't let anyone tell you who you're gonna be and who you should be. Don't let anyone tell you that you're somebody that you're not. If you limit yourself and define yourself by other people's potential and standards of you, you'll never be anything more than you ever hoped to be.
Exactly. Well, I think that's going to conclude the podcast. But if you took anything from this podcast, just make sure to be positive and true to yourself more than anything, and real with others as well. But I appreciate anyone who's listening. The next episode will be up next Wednesday. This one was supposed to be on Wednesday, but it's 1 o'clock in the morning, so I guess it's going to be up on a Thursday.
Hey guys.
Yeah, it's John's fault. But yeah, do you want to say anything else before we end the podcast?
I'm not going to plug my social medias because I don't really care who follows me or knows who I am. I'm happy with who I am, but I will say that, you know, if you take just one thing when I said, even if you thought everything else I said was stupid, but you took that one thing and said, you know what, that made sense, and maybe I should listen to what he has to say, then I'm happy. So I hope everyone has a good night. And everyone that's listening to this, you know, the next morning, I hope they have a great day.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for listening, and make sure to look out for the next episode next Wednesday.